Good morning, and welcome to Simply Science. It's Thursday, April 18th. On today's show, advanced detection technology boosts the F-22 radar signature 60,000 times, according to a Chinese team, and students from the main School of Science and Mathematics place at a state meet. Plus, a fair at Lincoln Northeast gives students a look at UNL science programs. This coverage and more, up next. I'm David, and you're listening to Simply Science. We start off with a new study from Chinese researchers who claim they have developed a method to increase the radar signature of the F-22 fighter jet by a remarkable 60,000 times. The F-22 is touted by the U.S. military as the world's most formidable fighter jet, with a radar cross-section believed to be as small as 1 square centimeter. For more on this, we're joined by our science correspondent. So how exactly does this new detection method work?
The research team, led by Xie Junwei from the Air Force Engineering University in Xi'an, says their method could make a stealth fighter with the same configuration as the F-22 appear on radar with a signal strength comparable to that of an ordinary fighter with a radar cross-section of over 6 square meters. That's an astonishing increase of 60,000 times. Their detection method covers a vast battlefield of around 63,000 square kilometers, meaning that regardless of the F-22's maneuvers, it would remain firmly within the sight of China's radar network, according to the researchers.
And what kind of impact could this have on the F-22's combat effectiveness if this research proves accurate?
The potential impact could be considerable, given that the F-22's air-to-air missiles have a range of about 100 kilometers, and for smart bomb attacks on ground targets, it must be within a 20-kilometer radius. So the F-22 needs to evade detection or locking by enemy defense systems before it can reach its effective strike range. The Chinese team says their new detection technology enables China's radar system to pinpoint the F-22's real-time position with remarkable accuracy, achieving a minimal error of nearly 20 meters. This information could then be swiftly relayed to interceptor fighters or air defense missiles.
How quickly can this new system process the radar data and targeting information?
According to the researchers, calculations for precise target coordinates and movement speeds could be completed in just 0.08 seconds. Even in the event of an F-22 formation invasion, detailed information about each aircraft could be obtained in 0.02 seconds. Of course, it's important to note that this is still a theoretical study at this point. The true capabilities would need to be proven in real-world testing. But if accurate, it could potentially negate some of the stealth advantages that the F-22 currently enjoys.
Fascinating developments. We'll certainly be keeping an eye on this story to see if further details emerge about the real-world efficacy of this new radar detection method. Thanks for breaking this down for us. In other news, a team of high school students from the Maine School of Science and Mathematics recently took first place at the state's annual math competition. The event, now in its 45th year, brings together the top math students from across Maine to demonstrate their skills and knowledge. For more on this story, we turn to our correspondent at Simply Science. Tell us about this impressive win by the MSSM team.
That's right, David. The MSSM Ivory team entered the state math meet with high expectations after obtaining the highest total score during the 5 regular season meets. Their team of 10 students, ranging from sophomores to seniors, proved they were the best in Maine when it comes to mathematics. Some of the individual awards included senior Charlie Reicher, winning the prestigious Skip Gates Bowl, while senior Gabriel Austin tied for 4th place overall among seniors.
Impressive results. What makes MSSM unique compared to other high schools in Maine and across the country?
Well, MSSM holds the distinction of being Maine's only magnet high school focused on science and math education. It's also one of the few public boarding high schools in the entire United States. So they are able to attract some of the most talented STEM students from all corners of the state to study and live on their campus in Limestone, Maine. This allows them to create a very focused and rigorous academic environment.
That's a great point about how their model enables them to build such a strong program and team. Any other notable results by the MSSM mathletes you want to highlight?
Absolutely. In addition to the awards already mentioned, MSSM senior Rye Hughes placed 9th overall in the competition, and junior Lachlan O'Connor tied for 3rd place among all juniors at the meet. Those individual performances, together with the depth and talent of the entire 10-person team, powered MSSM to the overall top spot against all the other schools' teams from across the state.
Thanks for the report on MSSM's state title, David. In other science education news, Lincoln Northeast High School recently hosted a college fair in partnership with the University of Nebraska-Lincoln to promote the College of Agricultural Sciences and Natural Resources. The event gave students a glimpse into various science programs offered at UNL. Here with more details is our Simply Science correspondent. So tell us, what kind of programs were showcased at this fair?
The fair featured a wide range of science programs from UNL, including animal and food science, engineering, forensic science, and pre-veterinary studies. Students had the opportunity to learn more about these fields and get a sense of what pursuing these majors might entail. The event aimed to help high schoolers visualize their future academic and career paths.
Interesting. And the timing of this fair was quite strategic, wasn't it? It coincided with parent-teacher conferences at the high school.
That's right. The coordinators of the event, Tamara Mittelstedt from UNL's Ag Science College and Northeast Principal Kerry Appleby, intentionally scheduled the fair to align with the conferences. Their goal was to make it more convenient for students and their families to attend, as they would already be at the school for the conferences. This way, a larger community of stakeholders could participate and engage with the college representatives.
It sounds like this partnership between UNL and Northeast High School was quite successful in connecting students with potential future paths in the sciences. Are there plans for similar events in the future?
Absolutely. Both UNL and Northeast expressed their desire to collaborate again on events like this. They hope to provide even more students with opportunities to explore their interests, make connections with college programs, and get inspired about the possibilities that await them in the world of science. Fairs like this can be incredibly valuable in helping high schoolers navigate the often overwhelming process of planning for their academic and professional futures.
It's great to see local educational institutions working together to support and guide students in such meaningful ways. Exposure to a variety of science programs can really open up new horizons for young people. Speaking of groundbreaking scientific developments, scientists have made a remarkable discovery by creating and observing Wigner crystals, a state of matter where electrons form orderly structures without the need for atoms. Here to explain more about this research is our Simply Science correspondent, Michael. So, what exactly are Wigner crystals, and how were the scientists able to create them?
Wigner crystals are a fascinating state of matter where electrons, which normally orbit atoms, instead form their own orderly lattice structures. In this case, Princeton University physicists used a powerful magnetic field and extremely low temperatures to trap electrons within a double layer of graphene, a one-atom thick sheet of carbon. Under these extreme conditions, the electrons were forced to space out as far as possible from each other due to their mutual repulsion, resulting in the formation of triangular Wigner crystals.
That's incredible. What role did the graphene play in this experiment, and why was it chosen as the material to study?
Graphene is a highly prized tool in the study of microscopic and quantum phenomena due to its unique properties. It can be easily manipulated into various forms, such as flat sheets, tubes, or in this case, a double layer. The regular lattice structure of graphene and its ability to trap electrons made it an ideal material for the researchers to observe the formation of Wigner crystals. By applying a strong magnetic field to the prepared graphene sample, the scientists were able to put all 4 electrons of each carbon atom into play, leading to the creation of these elusive crystal structures.
The researchers used a special microscope to observe these Wigner crystals. Can you tell us more about this unique imaging technique?
Absolutely. The scientists employed a scanning tunneling microscope, or STM, to capture images of the Wigner crystals without using light. Light, being a particle that acts like a wave, can be disruptive when studying individual particles at the nanoscopic level. Instead, the STM works by bringing a precise conducting tip very close to the surface being measured. The way the current travels back to the tip is then used to generate imagery. This allowed the researchers to photograph the triangular Wigner crystals, making them the first to ever capture this elusive state of matter.
Why is this discovery so significant, and what implications does it have for future research?
This discovery is a major milestone in the field of physics, as Wigner crystals were first theorized nearly 90 years ago by physicist Eugene Wigner. While many scientific papers have studied and claimed results related to Wigner crystals, none had directly observed the phenomenon until now. By capturing images of these isolated electron structures, the Princeton researchers have provided a valuable example for other scientists to build upon. This groundbreaking work opens up new avenues for exploring phase changes, different materials, and other contexts in which Wigner crystals may form, deepening our understanding of the quantum world.
It's truly amazing to see how advancements in technology and scientific techniques are allowing us to observe and understand previously elusive phenomena. Thanks for breaking that down, Michael. And with those fascinating insights, we wrap up our stories for today. Thanks for listening to Simply Science. We'll see you back here tomorrow.